Everyone to Flix Talk 114. This we are here on April 10th, and excited for a great space today. We've got a special guest, of course, from the Cosmos ecosystem, Quasar. We'll be having a segment with them shortly after we discuss some updates from the Flixverse. We'll have people from the team joining in to share some exciting news. I think April has kicked off with such an exciting month for Cosmos, for OmniFlix, and we're just excited to push the limits of what's possible with the Intergene Media Hub, with NFTs on the platform, and to power true distribution. I think in the first week itself, we saw events happening in the Flixverse. We saw OmniFlix participating, the Flix Friday campaign with so many people from the Flixverse, from Cosmos, different validator projects, utilize badges and NFTs for community engagement. We'll have someone from the team coming and talking about that as well. We've got RJ Chetan in the audience for that, and sharing some vital information. Also, we'll have Siskel joining for that shortly. But yes, this has been an exciting space week, and we are looking forward for an exciting space now. For those who have just joined in, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for taking out the time to join us here. A special shout out to all the creators, validators, members of the Flixverse, Flix Crew, Fanatics, and soon to be people who are exploring the platform. Welcome to Flix Talk. I would want to start with, of course, I see a lot of familiar faces. Sandy, I'm sending out a request to you because I want to start with the Flix Feast, how the event went through quite an earthquake. I see Abhishek also have access. Hey Abhishek, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, hi Jatin, GM everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Before the Quasar team actually joined us, I wanted to quickly run through some of the engineering updates, and we see Sandy also here. So I think she'll share some of her NFT NYC experience and the first ever Flix Feast experience with us. So all right, I'll quickly go first. We have successfully completed the migration, the infrastructure migration of our apps. Some of the media, larger files, that you might see will load slowly. The same problem persists, because we could not fetch some of the files from earlier, right? If you have those files, please upload. If not, we should be able to get them. Regardless, the apps are all in place. You should be able to see a sleek UI for OmniFlix TV. Announcement will go out in the next 2 days. Once we are done with all of our minor issues that will have to be ironed out. So that's OmniFlix TV. OmniFlix Market Studio, definitely, the entire experience not only has been restored, but, some of the more frequently faced issues or the minor ones are being worked on. I already see quite a few creators over here. So if you are a creator, please do participate in the discussion around the designing of the new marketplace or the new interface for the OmniFlix market. We should be able to share more details about that on Discord. And we have quite a few exciting updates. Again, if you're here in the space, you might be following Omniflix for quite some time now. So exclusively, just for you, you know, we are happy to share that the lab token is now supported on Omniflix. You should be able to, you know, mint NFTs in auction, trade them, and of course, run campaigns where you can give away a lab, if you want to your community. And that is exactly what the StreamSwap DAO is doing, where they're dropping NFTs on Omniflix for their lab drop, their part of the lab drop to be distributed to various community members. So more about the drop and everything representing the StreamSwap side of things, you know, maybe later. But you know, from an engineering standpoint, yes, you know, these updates were fast. More tokens coming, you know, support for more tokens will roll out very soon with the new interface of the marketplace app. Of course, we can also support, you know, tokens right now, but you know, with this experience, you know, we would like to leave it here. And you know, with the new UI for the marketplace app, we would definitely love to, you know, accelerate further. So that being said, studio uploads are back, you know, 2GB files. Now everything stays the same. Your entire video and media delivery, image delivery, is now at least 2 to 3x faster, at least. So depending on your internet connection and, you know, the device you're accessing this data from, it'll change, but the media delivery part is much, much faster right now. You should be able to see that experience. Interactive videos have a few new features coming out. I think we discussed about gated interactions. Launch of gated interactions is due on Omniflix TV. In the next few days, you'll hear more details about that. And from a contract standpoint, you know, yes, still the prep for open sourcing these contracts is going on. Actually, we haven't focused on it too much in the last week. No, we've been focused on some of the other activities with respect to contracts, and have been updating those. So yeah, you'll most likely see the contracts, the proposals for the contracts, the drafts to deploy contracts, you know, upon Commonwealth first, after the contracts are open source, and then, you know, on mainnet as well. Keep an eye out on the governance proposals. Quite a lot of discussions happening again with the MEXE proposal, with the with the governance proposal for the contracts, the LP incentives or LP migration. You know, there is quite a lot of activity around that. Omniflix will soon be moving to supercharged liquidity pools completely, right? And this is on Osmosis, right? And incentives, you know, will be added to some of those across the board. There'll also be delegation grants, you know, for validators. There'll be node host grants for teams that are not running validators. And of course, the creator grants program is also underway. So all of these, there'll be more news and governance proposals with respect to these aspects. So if you're a Flix taker, do keep an eye out. If you're a community member or any of the stakeholders I just mentioned, keep an eye out. And you should hear more from us on, of course, Twitter, Telegram, and Discord. And if you're a creator, do not forget to follow the Hash Creators or the Creators channel on the Omniflix Discord server. That being said, we have one final update. From a protocol standpoint, we do have a few updates. This will most likely be the V4 upgrade for the Omniflix Hub blockchain. Again, proposals will go live soon. If you're a validator, if you're a node host, keep an eye out on these updates, and you should be completely informed with all that's happening on Omniflix. Yeah, I think this was a lightning fast update. you know, I'll probably return after some of the conversations we are having over here. But until then, or before then, if you guys have any questions, do not hesitate to request and join us on the stage here. Over to you, Jatin and Sandy.
Thank you so much, Abhishek. The lightning fast updates, indeed. I think that's a great summary of all what is happening. A lot of upgrades to, of course, as Abhishek mentioned, the interactive video experience. Personally, seeing how much of like the engineering focus has been on improving a seamless experience in terms of viewing and interacting with the videos, making sure that they are uploaded with the right amount of quality, each element that goes into it, the previews, the collection images, the avatars, the loading. I think it shows the amount of work also that is going into making sure that video creators who are moving to a more decentralized platform, who are embracing decentralized media, want to bring their content to Web3, that they are also able to embrace all these aspects of it and are able to tool their content that way. It should not just be about porting your content as is and not being able to do those things. Some of the features that have been deployed are also taken from feedback that the community has given us. I think a few weeks back, one of the creators mentioned about the YouTube cover images, like the thumbnails not being visible. And that's one of the features that we have just recently fixed. So, and deployed on production. So it just goes to show that how much creators and users are almost like so crucial for us to improve our product. So please keep trying the apps, keep sharing your feedback with us, keep embracing Web3. I think I'll quickly start with Sandy sharing her experience at FlixFeast. Very eager to hear that. And then we'll jump to some updates from Chetan. So over to you, Sandy.
Well, good morning from California and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Host, could I please ask that you make me co-host in the event that you start rugging so we don't lose the space and our audience? I would be delighted to be your co-host because I've got a very stable connection out here. And that being said, oh, wow, what a week, what a week. First of all, thank you, big thank you to Omniflix, to Sisla, to everyone. And by the way, Omniflix, your mic is unmuted. Host, we've got some feedback while I'm talking. Could you please mute your mic? Uh-oh, I think my host is busy. Okay, there we go, there we go. All right, all right. Okay, host. Thanks for doing that. And you became unmuted again. Okay, there we go. All right, I just want to make sure everybody hears what we're doing because it's really important. As I was saying, thank you to Omniflix team and for allowing us to have a on-the-ground celebration. We had our first Flix Feast at NYC NFT. And I'm going to be uploading my video of my experience there. And in that, I do have live footage of the earthquake as we're getting our alert. I don't know. I don't know why every time I go from California somewhere, these earthquakes follow me. So that was, but you know what? It didn't stop us. Everything was great. We had an amazing on the ground meet with so many people who were attending there. I did realize that probably the third morning, there's a lot of people who are hungover and may not show up, but that's okay. Those who did really got our attention. And one of the other things I want to point out is we've had a lot of Iranian creators onboarded. I want to congratulate them because while we decide, okay, well, I'll feel good, I'll upload my artwork. For a lot of people in Iran, they are dependent on their connectivity with their, okay, I'm going to accept co-host now. Thank you. Omniflix. A lot of Iranian folks don't have the freedom we do with connectivity. And despite these challenges, we've had quite a few artists who've managed to upload their artwork. We have a Telegram to help the Persian community figure out how to get on board. And recently, we're also going to have a Spanish Telegram community, because now I've got some Spanish-speaking artists who are interested in onboarding to OmniFlix. And for those of you who didn't really understand what Sisla was saying for the updates, let me just say to you in simple language, OmniFlix has updated everything. It's really easy now, and you've got way more power in getting your art and your media to the people. And when they say creator grants, what that means is we're giving money to creators. That's right. We support our creators. We reward them. So they find ways to reward creators. And right now, anybody who is reaching out to me and trying to become a creator on OmniFlix, we can cover their 25 Flix collection fee. So they don't have to worry about the crypto part of it. They can just focus on the art. This is really powerful. We've been doing this for the past few months, getting creators onboarded to OmniFlix, and it's made a difference. If you just look in the audience, you can see we've got quite a few new creators. This is really powerful. So I was really impressed. I can't really tell you how important it was for OmniFlix to have a real live event on the ground, because there's so much noise out there. But the fact that OmniFlix is doing this, we're a major player. We're up there. We had our first curation. We showed the art of OmniFlix. And some of that artwork was also from creators who are on the other platforms in the Cosmos ecosystem. We had RackFM, who's known, and Stargaze. Their artwork was with us. So thanks to everybody who believes in what we're doing, because things are really starting to take off with OmniFlix. I want to thank RJ for being right there. Every time I ask, response comes right away. So what was the most important thing about NYC NFT? It's that OmniFlix showed up. People saw us. We were on the roster. And all those people who did not get their artwork accepted into NFT NYC because they didn't know about it, or for some reason they didn't get in, some of those creators had their artwork featured with OmniFlix. So the technical part is really important. But at the end of the day, it is a big deal for the creators to be able to say, you know what? My artwork was shown in New York City. That is huge. People pay attention. So not only do we have great technology, we've got the backing of the community as well. And shout out to Flix Fanatics for supporting the new creators. And I'll be up here with you hosting this program. If anybody has any questions, I know we've got a lot more to get through. So I'm going to yield the mic back to OmniFlix host. Thank you very much. I love you.
Thank you so much, Sandy, especially for repping so many creators who could not join you at NFT NYC, but to bring the artwork there. I saw so many positive comments, words from all those whose work got featured there. And to do that despite like an earthquake at the in NYC at the same time, it means so much. And yeah, kudos to you for I know for like, you know, basically surviving 3 days of massive networking and collaborating with other creators and spreading the gospel for OmniFlix there. I also see a lot of creators have joined us in the space. So just shout out to Chris from Corum Concepts, Snails, Mr. Snaps, who's a Genesis creator on OmniFlix, seeing her after a long time here. Articulate, Mr. Fox, yeah, and Dr. K, Darklight. Okay, wow, a lot of familiar faces this week. Okay, I'll quickly jump to Chetan and then just to hear some quick words about how Flix Fridays was, and after that we'll start our segment with our guest, Quasar Finance. So,
hey, thank you. Thank you so much, Jatin. And a huge shout out to all the new faces and the regular faces coming here on Flix Talk episode number 114 featuring Quasar Finance. Now, Let me just take a few minutes and give you a quick update on Flix Fridays. Now, what is Flix Friday? Flix Friday is an activity which happens every first Friday of every month. And this Friday's, the last Friday's activity of this month was featured around campaigns. So what we did, what Fanatics did is they have dropped collective passes, Flix Friday collective passes, April edition, to around 12 collections on Omniflix Network. These collections belong to different communities. There was a collection of GatherDAO, there was a collection of StakeSito, Friends Validator, Binary Holdings, etc. And we asked the community members of these collections to go ahead and collect these NFTs. To give you a quick update, we have around 6,158 passes claimed, and it was claimed by around 1,800 plus accounts. And creators created campaigns for these collector pass holders to collect their NFTs. So we had 17 creators dropping 27 campaigns, and there were different campaigns, different types of campaigns. There were just fungible tokens campaigns, non-fungible token campaigns, etc. And total NFTs claimed in this 48 hours were 26,701. So these are few little updates about Flix Friday. And congratulations, Sandy, for executing the Flix Feast. It was a wonderful event. Very good to see our different creators. And another event, if you are following Omniflix, if you have seen the Omniflix timeline, Omniflix again is doing something for Web3 Dubai. More details about it would be told to you guys soon. Thank you so much, Jatin. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jatin. Yes, it was an exciting campaign. I think 26k NFTs claimed within 48 hours is no small feat. And I'm hoping that more and more validators, members of the community, actually make use of their reach and get a proof of reach by just using interactive campaign, dropping even like badges or other form of NFT collectibles for the community, and really see how eager and participating their community is. I think that's just...
Jatin, can I take a, one more minute to give details about the lab token drops as well?
Sure.
Yeah. So if you are waiting for your lab tokens, I think Sisla just mentioned about the NFT drops. For top 250 participants, the NFTs have been dropped already, and raffle tickets also have been dropped just now before some time. And apart from that, researcher NFTs have also been dropped. So if you have participated in previous streams on StreamSwap and Lab Awesome Stream, go ahead to your Omniflix account and check your NFTs. Thank you.
Amazing. So for those who were part of the Lab launch, token launch on StreamSwap, participate in the Lab Awesome Stream, you have just been dropped an NFT in your Omniflix market account to take part in the lab drop. I think it was an exciting launch. More than 2.4 million Osmo contributed, which is, I think, a high for, I think, the like a record breaking Osmo deposited in any stream. So far. Anyway, yes, the NFTs have been dropped. Check them out on Omniflix market. Okay, I think good time is any to move on to our guest. We have Valeo from Quasar here. Hi, Valeo. How you been?
What's up, everybody? I'm great. How are you guys doing?
It's great. It's great. I think we're hearing from you after, I think, Flix Fest. From first time, like, as any sort of interaction after that. How have you been? It's all good.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, no, things have been great. I mean, we've been working together for a while. I mean, we launched our public token sale was on StreamSwap. Mm-hmm. I think we were like the second or third sale, and it used to be the biggest one, but as you've rightfully said, Lab is insane. That was a huge thing. You guys got some good traction on that front. We've been good. We've been building, grinding since then. I think a lot of people have seen us launch CL Vaults. We are currently the only vault provider on Osmosis as it stands right now. Not aiming to be the only one as our tagline, but the best one moving forward. We got like a lot of updates coming. If anyone here wants to sit back and relax DeFi, essentially, go follow the Quasar account because we have a so-called announcement April happening right now. And there's going to be a few things that I think some of them I may alpha leak today. Some of them you may have to wait to see. But overall, we're doing really, really freaking good.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think, yeah, Quasar was one of, I think, the first five tokens that went live using StreamSwap. And I saw that the app is also live now. I want to talk a lot more about it because it's a first in terms of a DAM-based app chain, right? Like,
We were like the first in a lot of things. We did one of those things where people now like they talk about Eigenlayer and are like, oh, they launched the mainnet without a token. You know, no one does this, but we did that. We launched like a year ago and only launched a token like a couple months later because we wanted to make sure that we have, you know, product market fit. We were also like the original design, which, you know, is not the design we use nowadays anymore, but we were, to our knowledge at least, the first team to have ever built a smart contract that was on one chain and executed on another chain using IBC, so ICA and ICQ. But when we talk about execution, we mean multiple actions taken on Osmosis. That wasn't a very stable design, so we moved to an outpost model, I think, around September or October. We had pretty negligible TVL before. Now we are sitting at around 10 million, which is a pretty good. I think around like 6%, 7% of all Osmosis TVL is deployed through Quasar, which, you know, we love to see. The next evolutions are kind of like getting away from that vault name and having vaults kind of service the bigger, grander vision, which is just, you know, how do we bridge the gap between professional strategists and just like people that get better returns in DeFi than like you and I do? How do we bridge that gap in like a permissionless, non-custodial, widespread way? There's like a lot of things that need to be considered for that. I can assure you the entire 13-person team is doing nothing else but working on that. But we are doing some good advancements. Auto compounding is rolling out as we speak, so people won't have to claim rewards anymore. We're going to work on something that we call fungible vault shares, which is like the internal non-marketing name. You will see the marketing name when we release it, which is going to allow people to basically have the liquid token of their deposit, which is going to be the first time, I think, in Osmosis history as well, that people can have a liquid share for their LP deposit, which is going to just increase, you know, capital efficiency and could make for some interesting stuff on Mars, borrowing and lending, and all the other services. Yeah, honestly, man, just a ton happening, and I'm super excited to go to Dubai next week and just talk to people about it.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Hopefully, the timelines coincide and you also get to meet Sisla and Daya there. I think they'll also be in Dubai in April. That's what I know. I hope Sisla joins sometimes here and, you know.
Yeah, I think Sisla, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see Sisla. At least I hope so.
Yeah. No, but all this sounds really cool. I mean, kudos to you and your team also to launch token during bear market. Like, it's very different. It's the experience of drawing capital during that time.
Man.
Very different.
Man, you have no idea. Like, we have some very good VCs with some very professional backers. We've been working on Quasar for at this point like 2 years plus. So like really throughout the entire bear market. We haven't seen any bull market since, you know, we thought about the idea of Quasar. But we have had a lot of professional support on the VC side. And then, you know, the trick is always, as you know, is like, you know, how do you launch a token fair? How do you make like the community participate? How do you bridge the gap between, you know, the meta of like, oh, this is a VC chain, they're going to dump, versus also like, you know, having a project that doesn't have any VCs and they usually don't perform that well in the long run because they're missing the, you know, the expertise and the access to capital. So we launched on StreamSwap because we felt like we knew going in that we will not raise the highest amount we can on StreamSwap because it is niche, right? It is like an Osmosis-based launchpad. But we also knew that for like the longest period of time, you know, for a couple months, there will be no other community that uses Quasar but the Osmosis community. So we decided to specifically go with StreamSwap because we knew that's how we get the community buy-in early. It's not the way we get the highest, you know, funds. We could have done Coinlist, we could have done, you know, Binance Launchpad, but it was the way that we got the people in the community in at a fair price, and we've been trading at a way below even Seedrun valuation for like such a long time. And everyone that got Quasar there, I hope that they come to our vault page, anyone that acquired Quasar, because we have a Quasar Osmo vault live that just launched vault-based incentives too, which is another update. I've just been allowed to talk about it. I just got a message that I can like mention this. We launched vault-based incentives, which basically means, you know, instead of just the pool on Osmosis being incentivized, which is like very easy to game, like there's a lot of tick snipers and just bots that basically counteract what the purpose of incentives are on Osmosis, to vault-based deposits, which means that anyone in the vault, you don't have to worry about what your range is, you don't have to worry about how you're exactly deposited, and no one can game your system because you just get vault-based incentives. And that we just launched this, I think, yesterday on Quasar Osmo. I see a question from Sandy.
Yeah. Sandy, please.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry to interrupt. First of all, I just want to say birds of a feather flock together. Congratulations on what you're doing. And I can't wait to get into what you're presenting to us. I'd also like to extend an invite to you to our Crypto Canvas Chronicles spaces. Every other Friday, we invite one person from DeFi and one artist to talk about their journey. So I'd like to extend this invitation to you because we're trying to bridge that gap. A lot of NFT artists are going to be having a lot of tokens and they don't have the literacy about the DeFi part of it. So if you're interested, please hit me up and let's keep in touch. And also, to everybody who's listening, we collect artwork on many blockchains. So if you're on Stargaze or OmniFlix or another part of the ecosystem, give us a shout out with hashtag The Chronicles, because we have curators who collect on different blockchains for us as well. It's not just me, Sandy, it's everybody else. And we definitely want to see your work and we want to invite you to our spaces because we will have guests like yourself who will come and tell us about their project, and we will share that with our listeners. Thanks very much for letting me ask a question and also to invite you to our program. And back to you. Please continue.
Well, yeah.
It feels like when you're listening to like a radio show, and then it's like, you are watching. yeah. No, that sounds interesting. I think you definitely have a point with the literacy. I think the space has evolved from being, you know, a thing where some 19-year-old kid could have like wrote a tokenomics report like 5 years ago, to now it's like you have people that do nothing but tokenomics, and even then it's like they don't know everything because everything changes all the time, right? I mean, who would have guessed that points are as big as they are? This is like a new evolution that you couldn't have anticipated. And staying on top of your game is like incredibly important. And you know, we over at Quasar, we often think, you know, how do we actually bridge mainstream adoption? Like, it's like such a meme that everyone talks about, but like, how do you actually get there? OmniFlix obviously takes it from the media side, which I think is super smart because media is one of the biggest industries in the world, and just every person loves media. I mean, like, how often do you look at your phone? But then on the financial side, I think, you know, the only real way to value if crypto and DeFi has been doing a good job is if we increase the amount of beneficiaries. So the amount of people that benefit from crypto to be more people than that benefit from TradFi. Otherwise, we're just a parallel TradFi that's not better, just with a different set of people that are experts. And the only way I think that we can bridge, you know, that difference and actually have more people benefit from crypto is by like acknowledging that, yes, education is important. Yes, we're going to always need to explain to people what we're doing, but the real vast majority of people is not going to want to care about details. They're going to want to just benefit from the system. The same way, no one asks the bank where they're getting the 2% yield on their savings account, right? They're just like, oh, I get 2%, cool, okay. So the same way, what if we can achieve a goal in Quasar where, you know, an average user can actually make yield because they're effectively co-investing with a strategist that knows what they're doing professionally. But like never holds the funds, never is the custodian, never is the actual asset manager. Like it's all from your wallet. You never give up control so that, you know, you have the best of both worlds. It is a multi-year journey. It is certainly something that's not going to happen tomorrow. If any project tells you they're going to do mainstream adoption tomorrow, don't believe them. But I think in the long run, we are going to get there.
Definitely, definitely. I think what I like, especially about...
I agree with you 100%. I think you nailed it. And by the way, I don't have a problem about the age thing because my son built his third computer for me by the time he was 14. So not to be offensive, but you know, you said 19-year-old, but so this is a realm where your age doesn't matter. You know, you could be 56 years old, my age, and you can learn this information and use it to, you know, build your brand. So it's the Wild West. And even if you knew stuff, you were right. Things change. It used to be Kepler wallet kicked ass. Now it's Leap wallet if you don't keep up. So yeah, you're right. You have to constantly keep up with what's changing. And how do you do that? I think it's by staying in communities like this, by hearing people like yourself come up and sum it up for us, because people just don't have time to read every single white paper anymore. And they just trust what their friends are saying. Don't you think it's still word of mouth? No matter what happens, it's still word of mouth and who said what, don't you think?
I would certainly be curious to know what Omniflix was also wanting to say. And I mean, I don't disagree with you on the age side. I myself am like relatively young, but the point is that the level of expertise necessary to outperform the market is nowadays very, 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 very unlikely to be acquired in such a young stage. Not to say that you can't learn the stuff yourself, but yeah, I wanted, Omniflix, you wanted to say something, right?
Yeah, I mean, good point to Sandy for the part about that, you know, Web3 makes us sort of dissolve some of those barriers about age and where you're from, which is super cool. Like, you know, a lot of people that we see as contributors or important voices, we don't even know much. Like, a lot of them are unknown, but like their contribution to the ecosystem is great. So I think that's a very cool thing about Web3 in general. More and more of that trust transfer to applications like DeFi and educating more and more of the masses. Why not? Like, you know, that'll be amazing. About what you were mentioning earlier, about making sure that to build the app in a way that it gets the same amount of traction like it does in traditional finance market apps. I think that's something that I was reading in the Quasar docs also, and I found like super impressive, which is on the focus of making sure that even though you're talking about decentralized asset management using vaults and like, you know, so that it is basically very dynamic because it's using smart contracts to consistently update itself and make sure that small investors are also able to leverage the vault strategies that are like available on the app. It's still, you want to make sure that the number of transactions a user has to do to keep up with this, to make gains of choosing a vault strategy are very less. Because I don't know how much sense this would make, but I was constantly thinking about how people invest in mutual funds. Okay, it's a product that's very widely spoken. And usually people that I've seen in my own family invest in mutual fund, they choose a strategy and then they're like, okay, I'm going to touch this after 3 years or something. So number of transaction. But the thing is, of course, in brokerage, in dealing with so many people, you don't have first-hand knowledge. There is knowledge that you have, then the one that the broker slash agent has, and then what the thing is. So we remove the gaps, and you've also reduced the number of transactions you have to do with, say, auto-compounding and features like that. So I think that's super important. People don't want to make so many decisions every day.
Yeah, man. And it's like, it is a journey. Like, I fundamentally think that at the current stage where we are with crypto, it is basically impossible to build something that's truly passive. Like, I think with how often yields change, if you're really in the nitty-gritty of DeFi, you will know this. Like, even within the same asset, the highest yielding opportunity keeps changing weekly. Yep. And there's always drawbacks on size as well. You can, for example, if you have $50, you could make 400% APR like every day on, you know, if you really look for like the niche opportunities. But if you have $500,000 or like $5 million, you just can't make those returns. It's the same reason that VCs that have smaller fund sizes usually you know, return a bigger, give a bigger return. We are generally trying to stop the using the word decentralized asset management. Not to your fault, by the way. We haven't updated our docs yet. That's going to be coming in April. Because it doesn't really encompass the core of what we're trying to do, which is like, it's not asset management, because that is like, that's the enemy, right? Like that's the, you give all your funds away and you trust them that they do something. Mm. What we're trying to achieve is you have a liquid token that is basically a representation of your favorite token. So let's say you like Tia, right? Let's say you like Tia. In the future, in the near future, this year, if you hold something that's going to be called QSR Tia, right? Quasar Tia. Now, you may look at this and you may think, oh, that's a liquid stake Tia, right? Because you have ST Tia, you have, persistence Tia, but no. QSR Tia is Tia in various DeFi and or liquid staking strategies, depending on the yield. So sometimes staking gives you the best yield. Sometimes being in an osmosis pool gives you the best yield. Sometimes borrowing and lending on Mars gives you the best yield. So the goal is keep the flexibility of how the yield is generated. In the background, the user only has to hold QSR Tia, mm-hmm. but we acknowledge that like DeFi changes too fast to be static. We just can't be static. And it even changes too fast as an asset like Tia. You know, Tia may be the hot thing for the next 3 or 4 years. Will it be in 8 years? We don't know, right? So we can't possibly build a mutual fund, but we can build assets that are significantly more passive to hold and benefit from than you currently can if we abstract away the fluidity of the yield search in the background from the user.
That's true. That makes sense. I get why it's a better...
I am so bullish, my guy. You don't understand. I am so freaking bullish, because whether I talk to like a crypto person, non-crypto person, or someone that's like degen or passive, it makes sense. It doesn't mean that it will be easy. In fact, it's like very much the opposite. But if you do stuff that's not easy and doesn't scale super easily, it means that you have a moat that people can't steal from you. And you acquire knowledge and you acquire a code base that you can't just fork and be like, okay, now I got this working for myself. There's significantly more to it. And we're really trying to build something that resists the urges of, you know, single cycle mentality. Because we think that IBC is going to go everywhere, and a bet on IBC will not have to be a single cycle bet. Mm-hmm.
There is an important phrasing that I saw, which is how interchain is at the heart of what Quasar does. Of course, like, you know, as you mentioned about the more DeFi platforms that are going to come up offering different solutions, it'll become harder to track, like, you know, track it. The case that you mentioned about Tia was, I think, perfect, because first it was pools, then Milky Way came, then there is Stride Tia, then it becomes super difficult to not just track, but like keep moving your fund, keep following the thing. So, like, you know, really smart phrasing of the problem there. How does the interchain ecosystem come into play, and why it's so important to Quasar? Like, was it?
Yeah, I love that question. As I mentioned before, we used to have a design, the first design we launched with, that used ICA and ICQ that wasn't very stable, but was natively on IBC. The thesis back then was really to launch a proof of concept so that the interchain and anyone in crypto can see that IBC is just significantly better than other bridges. Yes, it may not have been the most stable, but we sent computation, we sent execution, we had a smart contract do stuff on another chain through IBC like a year ago, right? And since then, IBC has advanced significantly. I mean, just ICA on Stride or even Stars, you can buy an NFT on Stargaze with like any interchain asset you have with one click. Like that is undisputedly the best interchain UX in any interchain messaging system you can have. So what's crucial for us is that, you know, if you create a fund or like a bank and it can only invest in one country, is it going to make the best returns? No. Yeah. Unless maybe the country is accidentally the United States, but otherwise, no. You want to be able to invest into a stock in Netherlands. You want to be able to invest in a stock in India. You want to be able to invest in a stock in Japan, right? You want to not be restricted geographically. So in the same way, the internet is hosted by Azure Cloud, by Google Cloud, by AWS. Imagine if you could only access servers, you know, from Chrome that are hosted by Google Cloud. Like how bad would that be? Like the undisputed connectability of everything is like the heart of DeFi. Like how do you increase capital efficiency? How do you increase capitalistic efficiency? How do you increase benefits for users? It's by being able to do everything with everything. Like the ultimate composability is the goal. So why is Interchain the core at Quasar? Is because we can't possibly build something that is, you know, confidently saying it is a generation 3 yield aggregator if it wasn't natively able to do it on multiple chains.
No, definitely makes sense. I think if it doesn't leverage the whole idea of making the best use of all the assets in a bucket, I don't think it's the most optimized way of investing also. And you want to take that away also. I don't think all investors will also think that way. They would want to go with one strategy and then stick to it for a long period of time rather than switch.
Exactly. And look, there's always people that do nothing but, you know, DeFi for 14 hours a day. There will always be those people. That's fine. You know, we don't need to be a product for them on the deposit side. But those people generally would like to be able to have a bigger impact in the world with what they're acquiring as knowledge. So they could be strategists on Quasar, right? But the vast majority of people, as you said, Omni, is that people would like to just have some work taken from them. Will we always have access to all opportunities? No. Will we miss out on yield on some cases? Yeah, for sure. Of course. But we are building everything to be as robust and predictable as possible. So that you can just have confidence that the numbers you see are going to continue to be the numbers you see.
Definitely. Makes sense. I think a last question from my side before I open it up to the community, and they can also ask me for speaker access and join. But you mentioned that, like, you know, it's the app is thriving since its launch, which is, I think, been like 2 weeks so far. But like great TVL, and I saw like a lot of recent, like Saga just launched, the token just went live, and the pool is there on Quasar also. The vault, sorry, is there on Quasar already, so it's already catching up. But as you mentioned, like DeFi, and then especially in that being able to use platforms like Quasar, it's still in a niche. So how has the feedback been for people who, as you mentioned, are either super degen or very passive towards just experimenting with LPs? Like how has the positioning and setting the narrative been, the feedback from?
I think that there's been like two extremes. There's been like the people that don't really understand what we're doing, and then there's people that kind of get it immediately. The people that don't understand what we're doing, there's been, you know, solid, like strong critique from the get-go. Yeah. For instance, when it comes to how the ranges are deposited in Osmosis, the general knowledge level of users on how to use CL is abysmal. I'm very sorry to say this, like abysmal. If you had a strategy that would automatically stay in the middle of the range, right? So you always rebalance every second to have like be in the middle of the range. The amount of fees you would eat on taker fees, on swap fees, and on slippage, and on impermanent loss, right, by an asset going up and down, would vastly outnumber what you actually make in fees. And no front end will ever show you this because it can't be, you can't really predict that. So you will continue seeing high APR and then, until you realize that you lost 20% of what you actually deposited. So a lot of users that don't really quite understand what we're doing think, oh my God, Quasar is such a trash project. They were out of range for 5 minutes. And it's like, okay, sometimes it's actually a very strategic decision. Yeah. You know, like there's a lot of calculations that go into this. For instance, if you have a DPEG'd liquid staked asset, you don't want to rebalance into a range that you think, if you don't know the redemption rate, makes sense. You want to recheck the redemption rate. You want to recheck capital inflows and outflows. You want to predict which direction it's going. And then you want to prepare for that range and stay there and have it do its thing, right? So there's been a lot of confusion on people thinking that also, you know, our strategies are like some guy just sitting and like, you know, trading, which is also not true. We're going to release significantly more information this month on what the actual infrastructure looks like. But we are bridging the gap of off-chain computed like strategies, you know, like TradFly, Wall Street workflows with permissionless open source on-chain strategies and vaults. And there's quite a lot of complex middle steps, verifier proposal models, simulation models, generally who posted on chain, generally can the contract execute the parameters. We're going to announce some of that very soon and just let people understand that, no, this is not me in my basement clicking buttons and like trading with user funds. We are not SBF, we're not FTX. And then on the other side, the feedback has been, you know, obviously very positive. We have, you know, 10 million TVL for a reason, right? We have protocols reaching out to us to manage their POL for a reason. We have people wanting to already lining up to like find out once we have liquid vault shares, interested in like how can we work together on making the QSR assets interesting, right? So there's like the people that are confused, rightfully, you know, we need to do a better job on education. Absolutely. Like it is, I'm not blaming them, to be very clear here. But we have definitely confusion levels around our product. And then we also have kind of the click aha moment for people where they just really realize what we're doing.
No, definitely. I think what you mentioned about like the ranges and concentrated liquidity pools, the same with what I've experienced in terms of how much common knowledge is there for perp trading as well, like perpetual trading as well. Like we have the protocols, we have the app, but the dissemination of knowledge, not just in terms of how to risk and leverage it, which like, you know, sounds way more fun than the risk part, and how much of the slippage you can have, how to constantly monitor it. It's not there as much. And I think that's one of the things that makes people averse to try more DeFi platforms the same, because oftentimes like they are not way aware about the risk and the mechanics about what goes behind it and how frequently you have to, like, you know, keep in touch with what's going on versus projected benefits that, like, you know, that the documents show.
Man, yeah. And, you know, it's like we are in such a new industry. Like the amount of liquidity that is not used efficiently on Osmosis is very high still. It is significantly better than when it was full range AMM, but it's still very high. And I also, you know, we always try to like understand critique and hate, because sometimes there's a call that's valid. And I think, yeah, you know, we need to improve our user experience and be accessible from the Osmosis front end. You know, people are always scared to leave a site that they're familiar with. Now we are on the earn page. You know, you may have seen that. If you click on earn on Osmosis right now, you see our strategies right there on Osmosis. You actually see the strategies as well. If you want to open a position, it shows managed on the left side. So we are listening and we are doing the things better on that front and augmenting the experience for a user, because at the end of the day, the only metric we care about is how many people's lives have been improved by what we're building.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. That makes sense. I think, of course, it's progressing, but like there's a line in Moneyball that I really like, which is like we really need to explain the problem to ourselves first. And I think that takes a lot of time for, like, you know, protocols to really understand that, okay, here is where the user is coming from. And what exactly do we need to solve for him rather than what features would they like? And it's a constant progress. It takes time. But it's really cool that there are points that you guys have taken and you're like super sure on like how improving them can actually help set a good standard for other DeFi protocols that will also come. Like it's not just for
High conviction in the goal and your principles, low conviction in how to actually achieve it is like the best way to move forward.
I'm going to post a snippet of that after this space. But that's very true. That's very true. I'll just open, if there are anyone in the audience who have questions about Quasar, about any of the vault strategies or what's to come, please share them. And you can also ask me for speaker access here, and I can patch you in.
Yeah, you got me for 5 more minutes, and then I have to hop up then.
I wanted to, since you mentioned about Omniflix initially as well, I wanted to pick your brain about the whole like decentralized media, the importance part. Like, you know, wanted to get your opinion on it also, like for apps like to set the narrative about how it's more than just NFTs, how it's about
Yeah, no, for sure. I've been on Twitch many years ago. Thank God, I think all those clips are deleted by now. But I think the real challenging thing, and this is not to say that it's not worth pursuing. I think what you guys do is very required. But the main challenging thing you guys are facing is the platform issue, right? Like, because you need to have viewers and creators at the same time coming together. Yeah. I think you guys are approaching a very, very smart growth strategy with partnering with bigger teams and kind of onboarding people that way. And I think you're also doing a pretty smart growth strategy in not necessarily having everyone immediately realize that what they're doing is actually blockchain, mm-hmm. but like just what are the benefits of what they're actually doing. I think the abstracting away the infrastructure layer is going to be the key to like making you guys a success. I see two speakers. I don't know if there are questions for me or like the next segment of this Twitter space.
I think Crypto Judge just joined, so I'm hoping that's a question for you. But yeah. Hey, hi, you have speaker access, please go on.
Good morning.
Hi, you have a question for Valeo?
Yeah, I just come across this space and I saw it got to be a bit trading for the network, and I want to know more about the NFTs, right? So I can, I'm new to this ecosystem, and I just want to hear a round cap of what the project is all about and how I can position well. Thanks very much, bro.
Yeah, no worries. I think I heard NFTs. We don't do NFTs at the current stage. You definitely are better off on the OmniFlix side on that front. Regarding what we do, I want to save everyone else listening hearing the same pitch again. So I suggest you, if you want to go to our Twitter, and you have some links there, and you can find out more about what we do there. Just want to be cognizant of everyone else's time. But thank you for coming up and speaking.
Yeah, thank you. Crypto Judge, you can maybe stick with us and we'll do another roundup of what OmniFlix does. But thank you, Valeo, for joining us, for sharing all of this. Everyone in the audience, I hope you do get to go and check out Quasar Finance apps. Just went live 2 weeks, so you do count as the first people who will experiment and spread the gospel about it. I think this is... I'm definitely sort of sold, because the amount of time it takes to keep checking on the strategy and keep redeciding, it's personally for me, it doesn't work. I'm not too much down the rabbit hole to keep updating my strategy. So in that way, I'm really sold on Quasar. For those in the audience who have questions or thoughts, you can check with the Quasar team as well, and we'll be snippets from this. You can, I think the Steamswap account joined, but I'm not even.
I just want to say
thank you so much.
Hi and shout out to the Quasar team. Valeo, like we've, we've run streams with Valeo or the Quasar team. They've been excellent to work with, very professional, very efficient at what are they doing. So definitely, check out Quasar and follow the team behind. And, lots of fun at FlixFest last year. So hoping to see you soon this year.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, thanks for having me. Shout out to the OmniFlix and StreamSwap team. Follow us on Twitter. You can see Quasar as the co-host right here. Otherwise, if you want to have more personal takes, follow me. You can see my account right here. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate the time everyone spent and the good questions. And talk to you later.
Thank you, Valeo. Yeah, have a great day. Okay, so we have the StreamSwap account as well here. If you'd like to share any more updates about Lab, Osmo Stream, and LabDrop, I think you have the space. And then we'll jump to Fanatics update by Super. Sorry.
Hi everyone, this is Sisla here representing the StreamSwap DAO. Quickly wanted to make sure we share the fact that if you've participated in the Lab Osmo StreamSwap stream and if you're eligible for one of the categories, you can check your OmniFlix account on omniflix.market and you can see NFTs dropped. There are three types of categories. the Catalyst, the researchers, and you also have raffle tickets. So Catalyst and researcher NFTs, they have guaranteed claim of lab. The eligibility criteria has been posted before. You can check that out. It's 100 awesome. Right, you'll have to subscribe to the stream with a minimum of 100 Osmo, and these are the two categories that that went live with or that are dropped with a guaranteed claim of lab. These NFTs are tradable with 0% royalties, so you know, You also have raffle tickets that are dropped. Over 10,000 raffle tickets are dropped. So if you've participated in the StreamSwap stream with over 100 Osmo again, you should see raffle tickets. You know, just note that the top 250 people or top 250 accounts that are catalysts, right? They did not get raffle tickets, right? Because they're anyways in the top 250. They did not get raffle tickets, but you know, the others would have gotten raffle tickets. And these raffle tickets are non-transferable NFTs, and 100 lucky holders of these tickets will be dropped Alchemist NFTs on the 15th of April, right? And definitely make sure you check out your Omniflix account if you participated in the Lab StreamSwap stream. Lab Osmo StreamSwap stream, you should be and eligible, you should be able to see your NFTs. Also, the claim of lab will go live on 12th or 2 days from now, around 48 hours from now, for the catalyst and researcher categories. This is, you know, 2 days time to make sure that the campaigns are all in place and well set up, and and also to make sure that, you know, the news spreads, the word spreads. And thank you to the Omniflix and Flix Fanatics for helping us spread this word. I'm, of course, you know, I'm currently representing StreamSwap DAO. So, you know, thank you to every community member that participated, projects that chose to run StreamSwap streams. And, you know, looking forward to a lot more happening in the Cosmos ecosystem. So, yeah, with that being said, I think I'll hand it over to Jatin and Super and the others. Yeah. Happy to take any questions.
Yeah, sure. For those who have questions, please send us a request here. Thank you for the update. I'm, like, of course, really excited that Omniflix Infra is used for the reward distribution for dropping NFTs. I think we need more and more unique ways of dropping NFTs, but also engaging the community, especially when we are doing token launches using a very decentralized format. It doesn't mean that we can't have fun with it. So, of course, looking forward to more streams. I have Chris joining us here. Hey, Chris. Chris, you can go ahead with your question. You have speaker access.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear you guys. Thanks for having me up. Sisla, I did have one question. First, the lab StreamSwap was amazing. I really enjoyed the process, excited for that project. I've purchased some lab for myself, and I saw the part about the raffle ticket, so I'm going to go check on that. I was curious, though. It seemed like people who had participated in previous stream swaps events may have had some sort of lab giveaway or something that they won. Is this going to be the same thing going forward as different projects launch or drop on StreamSwap? If you participate in previous stream swaps, there will be certain types of criteria that you can possibly kind of have like a building process where you continue to earn rewards in the future. Is that kind of here?
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for the question. The raffle, raffle has been, is a category for only Lab Osmo streams for participants. The researcher category is for people that participated in previous streams as well. So you had to participate in the Lab Osmo stream with 100 Osmo. And if you are already a participator, or if you're already a participant across various other streams in the past, you would have received, you know, one NFT per stream that you participated in, with a maximum of 10 NFTs per account. So yeah, this is a model that we were definitely thinking of from before, just to make sure that you know, streams for participants who are risk takers, you know, who come together with their capital, they vote with their wallet and decide the price of a new token, right? Like that's launching. These guys are unique. You know, the participants here are unique with their persona. They're involved. They're, you know, yeah, they're not only enthusiastic, but committed, right? So this is the kind of persona that, you know, we presented to teams, and wanted to make sure they engage with the community, you know, interact with these participants even more. For that reason, the lab drop was conceptualized, you know, lab being, you know, lab, the stream was very effective, and you know, everything is an experiment, so we thought, why not, right? I mean, for some of the more you know, in a purist sense, this might look like we're incentivizing participation within StreamSwap streams. Maybe, may not be, but that's not the objective over here. The objective is primarily to make sure that people who participated without an expectation of a drop actually get the drop, right? And are actually incentivized. And that is when, you know, the community is built pure. If you're already expecting a drop, and then like pick an NFT or participate in a stream, then you'd probably participate just to, you know, be eligible or things like that. And yeah, and we've been seeing, you know, multiple, you know, instances of that. So I'd say we are always like pushing forward. We are always talking to projects, helping them understand not only their needs, but also our community needs. So in that process, you know, there was like Tinker, the next stream immediately after Lab. They initially announced a 10,000 Tinker drop. You know, that was what we discussed, you know, and you know, planned for. But you know, considering their community action, right, they went ahead and planned for a 1:1 drop as well. Apart from the 10,000 Tinker, they streamed 125,000 Tinker, and they planned for 1:1 drop for all the holders. Of course, there was a small glitch when it comes to their token launching, which was live on Polkadot and so on and so forth. So that is a different context. But even before we knew anything, we were able to secure a second drop. And you know, this shows that, you know, we can do this right now. We can talk to teams, help them understand the potential of this set of people that participated in streams, that are early adopters, you know, enthusiasts. And yeah, definitely want to continue, but of course, no promise whatsoever. But we'll keep pushing, you know, and we'll keep pushing hard. So definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for the clarification. I like it. I think it brings value to the people using StreamSwap, but just StreamSwap as a brand, I think that's a good strategy. So thanks for clarifying. Thanks.
Great. I think that answers the questions for a lot of people in the audience. We have, it's been a great week for StreamSwap also, like around 3 streams now in the past 10 days. I'm just saying like a broader figure here, but that's great. I'm very happy that it's catching the narrative of community-led token launches. I think great way for setting example for people to. I think a lot of times IDOs, especially IDOs that are based on, I think I was explaining StreamSwap to someone, and I saw that one of the great benefits is that you don't have to have like a minimum requirement for being eligible to invest in something. which comes on a lot of other platforms where you need to have like that much account balance or like a credit or something. It really helps that way to really call it a community-led token if you take away that part. That even if someone might not benefit from owning like, you know, 0.1 lab or something, it's them being able to participate in it still means a lot, that it spreads across on the other side also, not just to like, you know, high net worth investors, but also to people who just want to take part in it. And I think that's something that I really like.
Yeah, thank you Jatin, and you know, for sharing the fact that the last 10 days have been extremely busy for StreamSwap, the most busiest we've been in a year. But at the same time, the prep for this has been going on for a while now. And during the Lab Osmo stream, I clearly remember that there were suggestions from the community around, you know, having limits when it comes to max capital raised. Now, having limits when it comes to like total amount of subscription that a wallet can go ahead with or like participate with, and so on and so forth. Like, yeah, some seem reasonable in some sense, but just to break some of the details down, like, this is the first time that there is no upper limit on how much someone can actually raise in the Cosmos, right? And Lab Osmo stream showed that this can be whatever the community wants it to be, right? And I don't think anyone expected expected to see the Lab Osmo stream raise so much or garner that level of interest. It definitely onboarded people from outside the ecosystem to the Cosmos ecosystem, you know, if not Osmosis, of course Osmosis, but wider Cosmos ecosystem. And this new model of utilizing StreamSwap, so this is what we are more like, this is what we're interested in, right? Utilizing StreamSwap as a protocol rather than an app. Now, what I mean by that, you can use StreamSwap, the protocol, the contracts, set of contracts, in multiple ways. And the StreamSwap app can only do so much, you know, that's what is there right now. You know, maybe more features will be added and so on and so forth. But, this way of utilizing StreamSwap for NFTs, of course, you know, like with our, you know, involvement in the Web3 space, you know, thinking about NFTs for a long time now, building NFT infra and utilizing this protocol, combining both of them and, you know, working on what is Lab today, you know, with Backbone and the Red Gang teams, you know, amazing teams, right? This proved a new model to exist, you know, for with respect to NFTs, not just NFTs, you know, there are multiple more models that we are planning on introducing, multiple contexts in which the same protocol can be used. So, you know, with respect to Lab, I think they did an amazing job. I'm very glad that StreamSwap held up to its promise of working in a flawless manner. Of course, there were some, you know, minor infra glitches during the Osmosis epoch time and things like that, but overall I don't think like we've had too many issues, and this went very well. Also, using Lab, the fungible token, for community building before the NFT mint is, I believe, an excellent idea. Not only because, you know, someone can be a part of the community using $1,000 or, you know, whatever might be the price, you know, $1,000 NFT, but you can also utilize 0.1 Lab to be a part of the community. I think there's a Discord role also that's given to people that hold a minimum of 0.1 Lab. So, yeah, as you rightly said, Jatin, if we would have had a minimum, things would have been very different. You know, you would not have had 0.1 Lab holders. You know, you would not have had, you know, someone with how much was it? 10,000 Lab, right? Not 1,000 Lab. Yeah, 1,000 Lab, right? Like, I think the largest participant got within that range, right? I might be wrong, but this is what is possible. And you know, Cosmos, the ecosystem was always operating in this you know, purist mindset where experiments were, you know, seldom encouraged. But you know, one experiment blew things up. So I think this is the start of a lot of things to come. And you know, kudos again to everyone that participated, that supported, that you know, explored StreamSwap, explored the entire ecosystem. And yeah, very, very, very glad to be a part of this ecosystem and continue to build. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Definitely excited for what StreamSwap has to build. And I also hope that, like, you know, with more and more launches, we also come up with a unique way of conducting airdrops and rewarding the participants. I mean, it's a great time to be a StreamSwap user if you were in the past, you participated in earlier launches, and then you're part of this as well. So, like, two airdrops in a week with three streams already, like, you know, just happening. It's a great ratio for someone who participated. It's a, you have to be on a roll to do that. So I really hope that Cosmos also sets up a lot of first in terms of not just, you know, unique protocols and smart contracts, but also for, like, you know, token launches and airdrop mechanisms that other ecosystem picks up on and start into. I mean, we already have Tinkerchain, which is a Polkadot project that did. I hope that more and more other projects also connect to the IBC, build bridges, launch through StreamSwap. So yeah, he is having my fingers crossed here for that. Okay, so we'll get to Super now. Super, thank you for being super patient.
Thank you.
Okay, we're very excited to hear what the Fanatics has been up to.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm very excited to announce about what the sub-DAO, the community sub-DAO of OmniFlix, Flix Fanatics, has been up to since the last time we met for Flix Talk 113. And there is a special announcement for people who were part of the Labs stream last week. So let's get started. First, I will talk about the community updates. And one of the most important updates was that we had a successful Flix Friday, and all thanks to the community who participated and even the creators who dropped those wonderful NFTs for the collector's pass, which was collected. We ended the Flix Friday, unlike every month where, you know, everything was wrapped up in 48 hours. This time, we ended the Flix Friday with a 2,000 Flix token drop for the collector's pass holders. And so this time, the people who had participated in Flix Friday got a lot of NFTs, got the collector's pass, also got some Flix tokens. And I'm happy to hear all kind of feedback suggestions. In case if you have any, you can reach out to us and let us know about your experience during the campaign and what new you would like to see next month when we conduct our May Flix Friday. We also did our quiz, which we conduct on Telegram every Sunday at 2 p.m. UTC. And what was special was that we rewarded our participants and winners via Sputnik Bot, which also increases their eligibility for their upcoming airdrop signal. So, no, when you're part of the Flix fam, you also tend to get eligible for other drops. Make sure that our community members get as many benefits and rewards when they are active on the OmniFlix chats and the campaigns and activities run by the Flix Fanatics. We also had an AMA, a creator's AMA, which is probably one of my favorite part of the campaigns that we do, activities that we do as Flix Fanatics, because that is a text-based AMA. And we not just talk about the art, not just talk about the tech, but we also talk about the person behind that art and tech. And this is ideally done by welcoming one of our creators. And this week we had Tenka, who was hosting, and we had Farnaz, who is one of our creators on OmniFlix Marketplace. And no, they spoke about the collections, the journey from Web 2 to Web 3, the inspiration, and more. And I'm not going to probably spoil give any spoilers here. Maybe I will invite you guys to Discord, Omniflix Discord. Come to Fanatics AMA channel and go through the text-based AMA. And in case if any creator is right now in the space and wants to talk about the collection, wants to talk about their journey, and wants to probably even present their work to the Omniflix community, this is a chance. Reach out to us. You can reach out to me, Joseph. You can reach out to Tanka, Ibrahim, Wendy. We are part of the community sub-DAO, and we will organize and schedule you for an AMA in the future. So that being said, let's now move to the lab stream and lab drop. So why am I talking about that? That's stream swap, and I generally give updates about the community sub-DAO. The reason is that community sub-DAO is also welcoming all the lab drop eligible participants. So if you had participated in the lab stream on StreamSaw, you would have got an NFT on Omniflix. You have to wait for 2 days for the lab drop. We will reduce the wait. While we are going to wait for the lab drop, you can already, it's live on Omniflix Marketplace, come to the campaigns page. You will see there are campaigns you're eligible for, depending on the NFTs you have received. You will be able to claim your FlixFam badge, which makes you official part of the FlixFam community, and also get one Flix token for every NFT that is to help you onboard onto Omniflix Marketplace and Omniflix Network. And now, once you claim those, what I will recommend is use that Flix token to pay for the transactions to probably deposit some IBC tokens. You can buy NFTs with Atom, Osmo, Juno, Huawa, IST, USDC, Akash, whichever is your favorite token, and check what NFTs are available for that token. Claim those and tweet about those and let us know about how this has been. In case if you do see someone who had participated in lab stream and is not there right now in the space, make sure help us spread the word where the community sub-DAO and Omniflix is welcoming each of the lab drop participants to Omniflix Network too. This, I will end now with the secret phase for the space. Now, what is that? In case you're new, if you are in the space right now, you will be able to claim your FlixFam badge as a reward by visiting our omniflix.tv. And there you will see a video to claim your proof of participation NFT. It will ask you the secret phase for the space. And the secret phase for the space you need to select is lab drop. The lab drop is what the secret phase is. And what utility does the FlixFam batch has? Every month you can claim Flix tokens and you will be eligible for a lot of campaigns and activities which the sub-DAO does on a regular basis. So once you get the batch, you will be able to claim your Flix every month repeatedly and be eligible for a lot of more activities and rewards where you can probably claim your NFTs or probably even show your art or your interactive video to the other community members. These were the most of the updates I had as a Flix fanatic today. Thank you.
Thank you, super. That was a great update. I think you really spelled out all the fine print in terms of what's happening with the Lab Osmo, like with what's happening with Lab Drop, how people in the community can go and earn a FlixFam badge. I think for those who are just going there and checking their accounts, might as well take two extra steps and claim a badge that's
very well managed by Flix Fanatics. It's rewarding. It's very rewarding. We have, I think, more than 8,000 badges being distributed. And they get a lot of really cool utilities, a lot of like early bird access for campaigns, routinely done by Flix Fanatics. It's your chance to get the Flix, almost as Super said, for you to use the Flix as maybe gas fees to onboard more tokens and buy NFTs on the marketplace with more than, I think, 8 denoms now, including Lab. So I think that's gonna be like something really cool coming up. Yeah, take part in the campaign, get ready for this. Yeah, we also have Articulate here. So hi, how have you been? I saw that you were an NFT advisor.
Yes, good day to everyone. And yes, thank you for having me. Yeah, I was a part of the NFT NYC experience as a speaker, speaking about branding with NFTs and what the future use cases would look like. And I just came up here to also say, you know, thank you to the OmniFlix team for throwing that Flix Feast brunch. Thank you to Sandy and Amanda and, you know, everyone involved in, you know, getting that together. Great experience, great to connect with other creators and like-minded people in the space. You know, just very appreciative of OmniFlix. I did actually give OmniFlix as an example of future use cases and also current use cases of and NFTs and branding with NFTs during my talk at NFT NYC. So when the videos are ready and stuff, when they put it up, with the panel discussion, I'll definitely have clips and stuff to share. But I just see what OmniFlix is doing as something powerful and groundbreaking. And, you know, we're just at the start. But I think that with the robust integrations and upgrades and stuff for you guys to do, I do believe in the future it'll be a force to reckon with. So congrats to the whole team.
Thank you so much, Articulate, and for your kind words. Thank you for joining in. I think it was important to make our mark at NFT NYC. Last time we were read there by a very dear and talented member of the community, of the Flix crew, Ken. So we all definitely had to step up there, and glad to have some really great creators. I think nobody better than, like, you know, our creators to rep us in an event that, you know, includes so many talented artists across ecosystem. So really glad that you could join in, and we are always, of course, on the opportunity to more such events, reach out to more such creators, and you know, spread the word. We are as good as the talent people who join and continue to help us improve the platform. So yeah, I think I want to also before I close the space, drop a really cool alpha, and that is that in addition to the 8 denoms that are currently available on OmniFlix Market, that is Flix, Atom, Osmo, Wawa, Juno, Axel USDC, IST, and Akash token as well, you will have a 9th member joining in, or I think a 10th member joining in, and that's Lab. So not just an integration of the, you know, StreamSwap using OmniFlix Market for the Lab drop, but also get ready for if you participate in the Lab Osmo stream, and if you are going to claim Lab tokens from the drop, or you get access to some Lab tokens, you can now mint, list, auction, bid, claim from interactive claim campaigns, and even stream Lab tokens using streampay.me on OmniFlix Hub. I think it's a great addition, first of all, since our focus is on helping more and more different communities leverage the Interchain Media Hub, OmniFlix apps, to better distribute, to better utilize those tokens. I think it's a great step forward for not just having the Lab drop being facilitated using OmniFlix app, but also add it as a DNOM that you can now access. So if you have, if you're one of those early users who participated in SteamSwap and got some lab, or you're waiting to find some creative way of spending the lab you got, other than the NFTs, here's an opportunity. Lab is now an official DNOM on Omniflix. The announcement will be coming soon. This is a special only for people who took out the time, stayed, survived the distance and stayed with us to hear from across, like, you know, so many creators, speakers, guests who came and talked about everything. Yes, I see your hands up from Chris. Hi, Chris. Yeah.
Hey, just gonna say I'm excited to hear that. I was curious when StreamSwap was involved with Lab if that was gonna become maybe an official DNOM here on Omniflix. So as a celebration, I'm gonna give away 0.5 Lab. That is roughly probably around $50 right now to anyone who buys Fight Farm NFTs going into USC 300 this weekend. So if you wanna win 0.5 Lab, I'm gonna do a giveaway anyone that buys any of the NFTs for this weekend's fights.
That's going in 1, 2, and 3. For those who heard the announcement just now, Fight Farm bets. Always that.
Someone's going to be the lucky winner.
Yeah. I love that you gamify the experience beyond this, even on Twitter Spaces. Really excited for UFC 300. I already have my bets in, as I say. And I hope that a lot of other creators are also. This is a special edition. Yeah. I think there are two fighters who have got a special artwork done with women from Cosmos. Last time we had Shaik, who did, UFC 299. So Chris here is doing amazing collaborations. And here's another motivation for you to go, another incentive, I would say, for you to go and collect some amazing artwork and get your bets in. Thank you, Chris. That was something really cool. Yeah, that's great. Okay. So, appreciate you all showing up, taking out the time. This has been a space with some great alphas, some great updates from two projects and multiple creators who've been doing events and joining us in. This has been great. Yeah, hi, Sandy. Yeah, please go ahead, Sandy. Yeah, I don't see your mic.
Sorry, host. I was losing touch. I just want to say thank you to Fight Farm, Chris. You've engaged the new creators by doing these collaborations. Not only are they getting their art out and finding collectors, they're becoming familiar with the Cosmos ecosystem, and they're learning a lot of complicated things about how all this works. So you've made it fun. You've raised the level of quality of engagement in this community. And also shout out to my friend Articule. If you have not checked out his reggae music, and also thanks for being there helping me, because it's really hard to bring the glory of Omniflix in just one breakfast meeting. And you were there to remind me of some of those important, glorious points that I may not have mentioned. So I really appreciated your company there. And there's just so much great art now. And thanks again, Omniflix. I know we went over time, but there was a lot to cover. And yeah, I still am amazed over the glory of StreamSwap. We didn't even get a chance to get into StreamSwap with our people because there's just so much going on with Omniflix, and we will definitely get to all that. Back to you, host. Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. The more the merrier for a number of creators who join in for such events. Thank you, of course, Articulate and Sandy. I also have Shahala join us here. Shahala, would you like to share something? You have speaker access now. Okay. I think I've got another request. Yeah. You have speaker access now. Shahala?
I think she was just connecting. Shahala, can you hear us? Shahla, do you hear us okay? Shahla Jun, Mikito Baskun.
Hi, how are you? I'm so happy I'm beside you, and thank you for nice and awesome space. And I'm so glad that I'm here beside you and other special artists and collectors. And I just say that I have a NFT in object. I wanna to fix my NFT in Omniflix.
Yes.
Yes, you're at the right place. Sit. You're definitely with the right crowd. Welcome to our community. Shahla, we have a wonderful team that will help you onboard and to understand the tech, and we'll even Omniflix will even gift the tokens necessary for you to start your collection. Let's get together in our DMs. I'm so glad you came here, and we will definitely help you onboard into the Cosmos ecosystem. And welcome to the glory of Omniflix, Shahla. You have beautiful art. Thank you so much for coming up. Please, if there's anything else you want to say, please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dear Sandy. And I'm so happy I'm here. And I'm a physical artist. I'm a member of art and contemporary arts of Institute of Iran. And I had a lot of art exhibitions in many countries like Italy, France, Turkey, and Turkey and Armenia and Dubai and Qatar and France. And I'm just a physical artist, and I work with oil color on canvas, and hyperreal, surreal, and real is my styles.
Thank you so much. Dear listeners, imagine if we did not have a decentralized ecosystem where artists like Shahla could bring their art to the world. After the Tezos blockchain, we are so lucky because Omniflix is a decentralized ecosystem. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're from. And I'm so grateful that we have this ecosystem so we can welcome fantastic artists equally into this ecosystem. Thank you so much, Shahla. We're so happy you're with us. And I look forward to getting your art on the blockchain with Omniflix team. Thank you. Back to you, host.
Thank you so much,
Shahla. Thank you. Thank you so much.
For joining us. Welcome to Omniflix. More than happy to have you bringing in your art, and really excited for you to build a community here at Omniflix. Thank you for tuning into the space and for joining us and sharing your thoughts. Thank you, Sandy, for facilitating the conversation there as well. I think we have come to the end of the space. This has been super exciting. So many of you came, shared your experiences. There's also a giveaway. I'm just shouting back for that again, by Chris of 0.5 Lab, for someone who goes, and by NFTs from for UFC 300. We got StreamSwap and Quasar here. Very information rich, very community and art rich space today. Thank you for being so patient through joining us throughout these different time zones, and we hope to bring you the best of updates and build some great features. Meanwhile, do check out our apps, do support the community and other creators. We are as good as the people experimenting and trying new things on Omniflix. This has been great. Have a great day ahead. I'll be ending the space in 3, 2, 1.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Channel Spaces.